Well.
Well, how about we strike a deal? We leave it at 48, and all the other bigger lots, we can jack them way high.
I'll leave it to you guys.
What? When was the sale on this? When did they buy it?
Just over 2 years ago.
Arms length transaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Shit. I mean, the lady had it for sale for a long time.
20.
Are you making a motion?
I'm fixing to. I just was listening to her comments, but I'm going to make a motion to set it for $30,000 right now.
We have a motion.
I'll second that.
We have a second to set it at $30,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right, Iron Ridge.
Okay.
Yeah, on to the next one.
Okay, sorry.
You're good.
I was waiting for the PDF file to come up here. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I submitted the contract on this. This was a recent sale. This was from April of this year. The contract is in there. I included. In fact, I think I talked with Chuck about this one on the phone. This a lot of the lots out in the Branson Creek neighborhood are valued quite high from when people bought them in 2007, 8, whatever. You know, they paid 75 or 100,000.
Yeah.
This one sold for 18 and a half.
Wesley, can you pull back? Last year we set a bunch of those out there.
If it was golf for you, was it 35? The one was 25 or something.
I'm forgetting the reason I'm asking if he.
Last time this one been BOE was 2009.
Well, but I mean surrounding lots from that area. We had, last year we set lots out there at a certain price, and it had to be if they were looking at the golf course or if they were just off out in the wooded area. And like you said, decrease in value was pretty significant on the one that was out. But we set a price last year, and I'd like to know what that is.
Danny, I'm remembering we had some individual, maybe two or three or something, that we set, but I don't remember us doing the whole, doing the whole subdivision. Here's one here.
You remember we had the one down with the trash station there last year that was a kind of an oddball-looking lot that was down there, and then as we went around, there was actually two or three lots around on the golf course, but I can't remember what was set in that.
Looking over a little bit to the north, we got vacant ones there, no houses built at 50,000.
It wasn't anywhere close to that, I don't think.
All right.
Brandon, do you remember what they were?
Do you have any comparables on this one, Aaron?
I submitted in the package that I submitted.
Do you have any comparables for the golf club for that particular neighborhood? Because that's in the Iron Ridge, where some of the others are in Oak Knoll or the Legends.
There's an email to, if it's okay, if it's all right for me to send it to
Branson Creek.
Wesley, can I email you one? Yeah. I sent it to Doc, but it didn't make it in the package for some reason.
Or I can bring it up if you want to.
Go ahead and email it to me.
What's your
Wesley S. at CO.
We can't use those Branson Hills comparables.
No,
there's too many.
Sure. The nearest golf.
Yeah.
These are down. I mean, I've sold houses in here and lots, and they're considerably.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to know, we took into consideration a bunch of them last year, and I'm pretty sure that the ones that are up around, we had one that was down with inside of the trash deal that we didn't didn't have a price that was the same as the others that were around, and we set some that are already around that can see the golf course, and then some that were just off out there in the middle of nowhere. We set those, and that price was way down on them. They may be getting closer to what we're...
One, I did note at the bottom, there's one in the... looks like it's still standing.
We're getting down closer, I think 25.
There's one of the ones in the neighborhood, sorry to interrupt you, but there's been one of the one of the lots in the next section of the Branson Creek, one was just let go over the counter at the tax, you know, for got to let go for delinquent taxes.
Yeah, those don't count. Not in the, if it's foreclosure or tax sale, they just...
There's like 26 or 28 lots available for sale in this neighborhood, across the street, and in Oak Knoll. And there's three lots right around the subject property that are for sale right now, and they've been for sale for the last 3 or 4 months.
What's the price?
17 is the list price, 22 and 22. So
in
right Legends. Right on the same street.
They're in Iron Ridge.
Yeah. And if that's a smoking deal, then you better go sell it, Jeff, before I do. Because he's almost questioning why he just paid 18 and a half if the prices are starting to drop again and nobody's buying them.
Are they buildable lots, though?
Yeah.
The ones that are...
They're all, missing. I mean, they're... Can you... One is three doors down from this lot.
Right there where that's at, can you just move just a little ways and see what those are? I'm thinking that we set those, now that I see the 22, that we set those around 25 on... And then the ones when you get on around where you can see the golf course and stuff real good, they were like 30, 35 or something like that.
He's starting to have that.
Sprint doesn't like me, was it? It's not...
What you got on that? That's a huge... Brandon, I can't even... I'm sorry, I can't see.
50.
And that one
would
be
a
little...
This here's... Click on that one. Yeah. And what's that on
there? That's 40. And that's right next to the one.
That's next to the subject property.
You got one at 75 right next to you, 41. I don't know if there's...
Is that on a hillside right there? Or is that pretty...
There's some that are pretty rough up there.
It's fairly flat.
Yeah.
Fairly flat. The on this side, truthfully, he bought this one because he owned the one next to it. He's owned that one a while, but the one next to it came up for sale. And when I called him up, he thought it was... He thought it was some, you know, kind of deal, and that's why he bought it about 3 months ago. And then now,
we've got this down to 75. Is that what you're looking at?
The assessed value is 75.
Yeah.
He just paid, you know, 18 something for it.
Right.
And he's almost starting to regret it now because there's three other lots on the street for, you know, now they're asking 17 and 22. He's hoping they don't go, you know, a whole lot lower.
Brandon, what's your thoughts?
I think it's somewhere around 25 and 35 or 25 and 40.
You keep on saying something about Iron Ridge. Is that a better area or something?
It is.
That's that certain section of Branson Creek.
Right. The houses, the house.
There is. Is that right past the clubhouse and you turn
right?
Turn to the right. Yeah.
There's three houses built in there right now. That's it. And
have you got a bunch of SIDs?
416.
No, there's no SIDs.
There's what is it, 350 a quarter? For HOA fees, maybe?
HOA, yeah. That's not SID, though.
There's no SID in that?
No.
No. Yeah, it's not as bad as Branson Hills.
Yeah.
Could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
But I think you're in the ballpark, Danny.
Yeah, I do. On the 40 or the 30?
35.
35.
It's, for what it's worth, that obviously looks over the road, doesn't front the golf course. You can see a golf course in the distance.
Motion to set this at $35,000.
We have a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to prepare that, Aaron. Have a great day.
Greg will get a letter in the mail from the clerk's office in about 2 weeks notifying the changes.
All right, thanks.
And Buffalo Ridge gets in out there where you're...
I'm sorry?
When the golf course gets in out there, they'll be back out to visit you, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Let's see, our next is 2016-97.
Sharon Moore, you might want to move up to their table. That way you can move that mic. I appreciate it.
Who am I including down? I don't care to share what I've got on my paperwork. Hello, gentlemen. I appreciate you hearing me today. I live out on Lakeshore Drive. I'm part of the floodplain, where you just drew up a map here in the county of where the floodplain is. I think you may have it up now. We're not talking about that piece of land. We're talking about the piece of land on the other side. I own two pieces on the lake side. If you don't mind... I just feel like not Mr. Chuck, has done something that's unjustified. He has changed, and I didn't find out until I came in to get their worksheet that he has changed my acreage from 3.65 to 2 acres. I believe he's unjustified to do this, and everything he has shown me is not correct, or is correct, but I believe that by the statement I'll make, it'll explain things. I think legally the things he's shown me just do not justify it. And I don't care to have to go into a legal, bring a lawyer in, or bring in a stack of papers for you to go through. On this land, all entitled parties involved have had disclosure and have an established relationship for the past 50 years with my family, and according to my attorney, 89 years, that the person occupying the land pays the taxes. No entitled party has challenged this relationship until Chuck chose to as a non-entitled party. Chuck's concern should only be that the taxes are paid, which they are and have been, and shows such. Changing or reestablishing property lines to alter the established relationship of those entitled to have a say in the matter is not his place to do so. All entitled parties are at peace, and we're all happy with the established relationship and who pays the taxes. Therefore, the tax bill should remain the same on the 3.65 acres to my south, Sharon Moore. And I tried to make it as simple as can be without going into a whole bunch of legal jargon. I think that states it all. And please help me out, gentlemen.
Chuck, is this on the Empire properties?
Yeah.
This case hadn't been settled yet.
Excuse me, what case? There is no case.
The case that Empire's making, is that
No, sir, they haven't made a case. They have not made a case at all against this piece of property.
Let
okay, I'm sorry, Danny. My problem is this. I'm not doing real good health-wise, and I've been through the flood, and I'm just finishing it up. So